Jimmy, you're so
This
welcome.
Is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and it is Wednesday night, April 27th. Very interesting time we're having in all kinds of ways, I have to say. Very exciting and very crazy, as everyone will acknowledge. I have a very special guest with me tonight that will be joining me in just a few minutes after the break. His name is Jordan Maxwell. He's very, very well known. But for those who aren't familiar with his work, I believe his website is jordanmaxwell.com. He's a prolific researcher into the Illuminati and all things hidden, conspiracies, you name it, and is something of an expert in symbolism and other topics related to this. I've interviewed him in the past for Project Camelot, and we have a very, very good, a very excellent Project Camelot interview with him, as well as have had other discussions with him. Bill Ryan, my partner in Camelot, has also interviewed him separately, I believe, in the past as well. So, and I went to Egypt with Jordan many years ago, along with William Henry, right before we started Project Camelot. People will be interested to know that. So let's see, what else is going on? Well, there's a very interesting whistleblower who's come forward and been in touch with me for quite some time, but this is the first time he sort of let it rip as far as communicating some what he felt is very crucial information. And that's on my blog at projectcamelotproductions.com, so I encourage you to go there to read what Nock has to say about what's going on now and in the future, and also in regard to things like the Gulf being triggered by a nuke under the sea, which is ultimate aim is to destabilize the New Madrid Fault. I have added information from more than one whistleblower at this point that the Japanese earthquake was triggered, the earthquake or the augmented, let's say, nuclear sort of reaction, let's say. And Keith Hunter is a researcher who I had on my show a while back, not so long ago, and he's got some very interesting theories that relate to what Bruce Cathy is talking about, the ley lines and the energy lines on the planet and how that corresponds to where they place or trigger earthquakes and various things like tsunamis, et cetera, making use of that connection on those special points on the planet. And I'm going to be doing a live stream interview live with Keith Hunter, possibly as early as May 6th, and we'll be publicizing that. I'm also in talks with Sean David Morton to do a similar one-on-one type interview live over live stream. So those will be exciting events. I'm hoping to reschedule the Earth Changes conference. As you know, it was we didn't have enough advance registrations. If you're listening and you are interested in hearing these people compare notes, let me tell you that there was a targeted DOS attack on all our sites scheduled for just before the conference began. As it happened, we had to cancel the conference anyway, simply because the pre-registrations were not enough to make it worthwhile to put the thing on. So I encourage you, we're not charging very much money. At that point, we were charging $25 for the live event. This is a way that Camelot can make money, as well as the speakers, to finance our work. So I hope you will think about that, and we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and I believe I am on the air with Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Hi, Jordan.
Good to be with you, Carrie.
Lovely, lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Okay, well, it's very exciting to have you on my radio show. I'm thrilled to death, and I have a huge respect for you and your work.
Well, I appreciate that. You've always been very supportive, and I thank you for that.
Absolutely. Well, it's well earned, I must say. Now, I'm very interested in where your head is at lately, and I just want you to sort of start off, and then we'll go from there.
Well, you know, I started talking about the occult world of secret societies and Knights Templars and Bible codes and all of this kind of mystical underpinnings of human society. As far back as 1959, 60, and 61, I was giving lectures on the Federal Reserve and the manipulation of the human race through mind control and the occult religions of the world. So I've been involved in this kind of study for pretty much all my life. I'm 70 years old now. Started when I was 19. So we're talking about over 50 years I've been interested in this general subject of what I call the occult. And the word occult simply means hidden. So much of this kind of knowledge is hidden because it doesn't seem to be important to anyone because, we're always so busy trying to make a living and stay alive that we never really have time to sit down and really examine all the dark history of the world. So that's where I started out, being very interested in those subjects. But I've come to a point now at 70 years old that I have been there, done that. I'm really far, advanced over that general subject now. As you probably well know, because we've talked in the past about all of the really strange things that are happening, not just in politics and religion and government, banking and that kind of thing, but also in the metaphysical or paranormal field, which is extremely important. But we're so busy, as I said, we miss a lot of the really interesting and fascinating things going on in the occult world, like strange things that are being found out of place, artifacts that are being found around the world. For the first time in a long time, the human race is starting to at least begin to acknowledge and question the ancient temples, all of the underground temples that we're finding, especially the ones in the sea. We're finding all kinds of ancient artifacts and temples in the oceans of the world. So there are just so many things, the pyramids and Atlantis and, my God, all the other fascinating things that are right here in front of us on the earth that, up till now we've been too busy to look at. But I think now that the world is becoming more severe and the traumas that we're now going through, I think it's an idea whose time has come to look at where did we as a human race actually come from? And where are we now, and what ultimately are we heading for and not realizing it? And so that's what I'm really interested in now, the spiritual, metaphysical or spiritual, if you will, direction that the whole human family is going. And I think that all of these out-of-place artifacts, like I said, are telling us something about the ancient history of the world that we are not aware of. And that would imply that it could tell us where we're going if we just know how to read the symbols.
Absolutely. Now, I just came back from Megalithomania in South Africa about a month ago, and I don't know if you're familiar with that conference.
Yes, I and the people putting it on, very, very interesting stuff. I really am very interested in the work of that whole organization because I really think that they're doing some interesting stuff, but I wasn't there. What was going on there?
Oh, well, it was fascinating. You had people like Hugh Newman there, Antoine Jigal, who is a researcher in Egypt, a woman who has access, special access, that she's given partly because she's a woman. And the sort of secret people that hold the secrets in Egypt, as you know, the locals,
yes,
give her special access, which I thought you would find fascinating. She's French, but she speaks Arabic, and she lives in Egypt as well. Very fascinating woman. I think you'd be very interested in meeting her. She is. She was there and gave a very good presentation. There were many other speakers as well. Andrew Collins, you may know him. Robert Temple was there.
Great, yeah, he's sensational.
From the UK, and as a matter of fact, I'm on my way to the UK to do another Megalithomania conference that's happening in Glastonbury, and I will be interviewing Robert Temple while I'm there. I interviewed Antoine Jigal. I interviewed Andrew Collins and also Hugh Newman, and also Wayne Herschel. So they're all doing fascinating work. Michael Tellinger I had interviewed in the past, and you may be familiar with his work. Excellent, groundbreaking work. And I think you're absolutely right that this is where the clues sort of that haven't been revealed yet about our past and where we've come from and really where we're going, they all link up. It links up with the Anunnaki, in my view, and I wonder how you feel about that.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, 100%. And we don't want to forget the work, the magnificent work that Klaus Dana
Absolutely.
Has been doing.
And I've interviewed Klaus in the past.
He is
Klaus
absolutely,
is a stellar man.
Have
you met him?
Absolutely a fascinating man. I love listening to him.
Have you met him?
Oh, yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I spent a week with him in Zurich.
Oh, wonderful.
And he popped in and stayed with us for about a week, and it was absolutely an incredible visit with an incredible man. Klaus Dana is... I love listening to him because he is so knowledgeable on ancient artifacts, and the stuff that he finds is absolutely mind-boggling. I have no idea in the world how he comes by finding these out-of-place artifacts, but some of the really startling stuff. And I talked him into letting me market his video, so if you're interested in Klaus Dana also, he's on my website, on my home page. You can go and order his videos right on my home page. So, yeah, this whole subject of these out-of-place artifacts, temples, these megalithic structures all around the world imply that we are not today. We are nowhere near being the superior minds that we think we are. you know, the whole idea that's been drummed into our heads by our institutions of higher learning is that we are the epitome of all life in the whole universe, that there's nothing greater than we here who sit as proud and arrogant that we are the greatest minds the universe has ever produced. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's ludicrous on the face of it. When one looks at the ancient history of the world and the ancient architecture, so much of the ancient architecture of the world that we can see and go and visit, we today cannot duplicate, period. We can't do it. I mean, you've been to the pyramids with me, and just going inside the Great Pyramid of Giza, you know, I can't imagine how humans put that together. And
absolutely,
there's just an awful lot of things that are unexplained on the earth that, again, we're just too busy to look at, but I think it's about time we start questioning authority, questioning power, questioning government, because today the governments of the world, and unfortunately more so in America, the government would love to have everyone on their knees thinking that they are the epitome of all power. They actually sit in the seat of God on earth, when nothing could be further from the truth. The government of the United States is like all other governments. They're corrupt, made up of corrupt men and women, corrupt people who are hungry for power. They don't mind lying to get what they want. They know that the people are innocent and will buy anything, so they lie through their teeth. So they're not only not gods among men, they're just criminals. And they're not too very smart, but they don't feel they need to be, because they feel we're even more stupid to buy into their silly nonsense of them being royalty and God-given.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jordan, I have a question for you, because recently I've gotten some information that there were two black popes. Do you happen to know the names of the two black popes, and do you know why there are two?
Well, you know what? I haven't heard about the two. No, I know that there was one that just resigned, and the new one took over. And why the first one resigned, why the one resigned, nobody seems to know. So, you know, in point of fact, he is still pretty much, you know, looked upon as a black pope, but there's a new one who's taken his place. And as I said, there's a lot of discussion about why that one who was in power right now dropped out voluntarily.
So, all right. Do you know if Cloven Bach, I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right.
Yeah, but that's close enough. He's the one, I think, that dropped out.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's the one that dropped out, and there's a new one that's come in.
Okay, that's very interesting. Yeah, Hans Cloven Bach. I have some information from Fulford right now.
Yeah.
Benjamin Fulford has been sent him a communique. I don't know if that caused him to step down.
Well, it's interesting because nobody seems to have nailed down why the Black Pope stepped down. I guess voluntarily, it looks like. He just decided that he didn't want to do this anymore, and so... Or maybe because of some kind of machinations politically going on behind the world scene.
Okay, well, can you tell us the significance of the Black Pope? Because the Black Pope is not necessarily black.
Oh, heavens no. No, the Black Pope is just a symbolic term. The Black Pope is actually the general of the militaristic order in the Catholic Church. Catholic Church is a religious orders. They have charitable orders. They have different kinds of priesthoods and orders. Well, they also have a very, very powerful military order. Just as America has military establishments, so does the Vatican. It has a very secret and powerful military operation going on, and that group is called the Jesuits. The Jesuits are, in fact, they are religious philosophical and religious priesthood within the Catholic. They are also referred to, in fact, as a military order. Well, of course, being in a military order, that the single most powerful man in that military order would be a general. So they call him the Vicar General or the Black Pope, because he is like the Pope to the Jesuits. He is the highest ranking authority in the Jesuit military order of the Catholic Church. So he rivals the Pope, who wears white. He rivals him in power. And there's a lot of reasons to believe that he's actually more powerful than the Pope you see in white. He's called the Black Pope. He's the head of the Jesuit order.
All right. You're aware of SIV, right?
Say it again.
SIV, S-I-V. The secret intelligence service that...
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I didn't understand you. Yes.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about SIV? Do you know much about it?
No, I don't know that much about it. I'm aware of it, and I'm aware that probably the best intelligence agency in the world is the Vatican. There's no doubt in my mind about that, that they have their hands on the pulse of the whole world. They have always had, because their priests are in all countries of the world about, and the priests also are usually in bed with, quite literally, but are in bed with politicians and powerful military, industrial people in each country. The church has got a very tight-knit intelligence gathering apparatus. As a matter of fact, our very CIA, the American CIA, is a Jesuit Catholic establishment in America. In America,
yes.
The Vatican operation is called the CIA. It's founded by the Knights of Malta Catholic Vatican operation. Yeah.
Yeah, and wasn't James Jesus Angleton a member of the... of Malta.
Yes, Knights of Malta. And so was, there's so many important names that Americans would remember and would relate to that are actually behind the scenes members of the secret order of the Knights of Malta. And are
do you happen to know if, I guess Petraeus was just, Obama just announced Petraeus as being the new head of the CIA. Do you happen to know if Petraeus is a Knight of Malta?
No, but I would think he would have to be, because they would. I don't think that they would ever allow anybody that wasn't fully committed to the Vatican to be in, leadership of the CIA. Because, as I said, it is a Vatican operation. It was founded by Vatican people. So.
Okay. Do you feel that, that the Vatican is hiding the brown dwarf, or some people call Planet X, but we know of it as the brown dwarf headed into our solar system at this time?
Well, you know what? What's his name? Balducci was interviewed. One of the Vatican officials that is openly talking about the possibility of alien life forms
in
the universe. And I know that the Vatican has built observatories, astronomical observatories, and they're looking for something. I don't think the Vatican, as I said, the Vatican is one of the greatest intelligence gathering operations on the earth. Well, if that be the case, then if there's something actually, in fact, going on, which it is, with the solar system and with the possibility of planets coming back into our vicinity, what's his name that wrote all the books?
Zachariah Sitchin.
Zachariah Sitchin. So if there is something to this Zachariah Sitchin idea that there is a planet.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to go to commercial, Jordan. We'll be right back with this fascinating discussion. Thank you.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you were just finishing. My cat is in the background. I'm very sorry. You were just finishing a comment.
Well, I forgot what we were talking about.
Well, basically the Vatican Intelligence Service.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. Well,
the idea that they have that South Pole telescope aimed in Arizona, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's in Arizona, yes. And we drove by it not that many months ago. I was over there, and we drove by it. But as I said, the Vatican has such an incredible intelligence service that has been in existence for, you know, at least 1,000 years in Europe, 1,600 years since the Vatican was founded. So they've always had, going back over 1,000 years, they've always had a very, very tight stranglehold on the political, religious, and sociological life of the planet, because they're in every country, and their priests are, as I said, connected politically. So, and they continually pour in information from all over the world, the priests and the clergy do, to the Vatican, so it's on top of everything. You know, they act like they have nothing to do with anything political. It's just a religious organization. In point of fact, that's ludicrous on the face of it. The Vatican is a very powerful political presence, and they are watching everything that's of any value to government. It's of value to them because they feel they're in charge of world government. So this whole idea of Zachariah Sitchin, and he wasn't the first one, incidentally. He wasn't the first person to talk about the subject of another planet connected to our solar system. There was a lady many years ago before Zachariah named Lana Cantrell. Lana Cantrell, you can still buy a book, but it's very, very expensive now. Lana Cantrell did a book called The Greatest Story Never Told, in which she also talked about another planet that was connected to our solar system that comes through every 36,000 years or whatever it is, 3,600 years, and that was on its way back. And so I think that there is, in fact, something to that idea that we are not alone in our solar system. We're not alone in the universe, obviously. And I think there may be something to that, enough that the Vatican is now concerned and worried, too. That if in fact, there is other life forms which are far, far superior to anything we've ever seen on the Earth, heading our way on another planet that's coming back, because we're told that this planet has a huge elliptical orbit, and it goes way out into space, and then it finally revolves back into our solar system, then goes back out into space, and then comes back into our solar system. So if that's true, and the stories that go with that planet, Nibiru, is that the gods who created us came from that planet. So if there are extraterrestrials who created us, I'm saying all of this is there, but if that is a story, and if there's any truth to it, then naturally the Vatican, who believes that they speak for God on Earth for the whole human race, and the Holy Father, either one of them, Black Pope or the white one, you know, they represent the presence of the Almighty God Jehovah on the earth, and the, whatever they say is the truth, that's what the truth is, and so they direct the behind the scenes the destiny of governments and human race, because they sit on the throne of the Almighty God. Well, if we find out that they were just they're just fooling, and that there was no superior power on the earth, and that the real superior power is the creators who created us, and they're coming back in soon, then I could see why the Vatican would be building observatories, because they're concerned that maybe this planet is coming back into our vicinity again, and these aliens who are the gods who created us may be coming back. And if they are...
I've gotten verification on that from some whistleblowers lately. Let me ask you this. Have you ever met Cristoforo Barbato?
No, I have not. No. And I'm not that familiar with his work. I've got so many other things going on in my head, but...
I was just curious because he was one of the people who was contacted by a member of the SIV. That was the story.
Oh, yeah.
Who revealed the awareness that the Vatican had of this planet X, for a lack of another name, and it's all quite fascinating in terms of what's going on now. What I am wondering is, what is your take on the Japanese situation? Do you have any ideas about that? Because we've gotten some whistleblower testimony that was, if not triggered by certain weapons that were making use of that sort of opening at that moment to heighten the earthquake in that, you know, area, and then also to sort of intensify, I guess you might say, the nuclear situation over there.
Well,
any idea why Japan...
Well, I'll tell you what, there's so much that can be said about that whole Japan situation. I mean, there's quite a few different things come to my mind. First of all, did you see that news footage which showed a huge UFO over one of the... nuclear facilities there? It was an actual Japanese news footage.
Yes. I didn't see the footage, but I've got an email to that effect.
Yeah, it was very, very impressive. I mean, it was an enormous UFO just barely moving as it passed right over the top of that nuclear facility. I don't know. It could have been a Photoshop, with the technology today, but it really looked real, and it was actual Japanese news footage. They were talking about something going on at the nuclear facility when that UFO showed up. So,
This email that I've got says there was a fleet of UFOs, that they had many UFO sightings right before the earthquake.
Well, that's probably true. I mean, I've seen some of that, and it doesn't surprise me at all that would happen, because Japan has been very, they're on the cutting edge of nuclear powers and nuclear weapons, etc., and whoever is out there in space, which is no doubt in my mind whatsoever that there is life out there and they're here, that ludicrous silliness that we hear astronomers who talk like five-year-olds when they say that, well, there could be life out there in the universe somewhere, but it's so far away they could never get here. I'm ashamed to even be in the company of people who think that's stupid. I mean,
yeah.
You're talking, because they're looking at the life out there in the universe, the trillions and trillions of planets and billions of galaxies, and they are pontificating as if they are God's chosen creation to make a pontificating statement like that. Obviously, it's far away, but and it would take a long time, hundreds of thousands of years maybe, going in a Model T Ford like we would go, but maybe they have Maseratis. Maybe they are not as stupid and backwards as we are. Maybe they are a far superior race out there in the universe that we appear to be insects to them. Therefore, if that be the case, which it very well could be, then they might have the technological knowledge and ability to travel throughout the universe instantly, wherever they wish to go, not like us. And
absolutely.
So I'm of the opinion that there is life out there in the universe. It is far, far superior to anything that we can even comprehend, much less deal with. And that being the case, and I'm sure it is, then it would not surprise me, because atomic reactions on the Earth affects the whole area, affects the whole neighborhood. Anything that's atomic, anyone out there in space is going to hear about it. We see, you know, we have instruments that can gauge any kind of atomic action out there in the universe. I'm sure they do. And they know whoever they might be out there in the universe, they obviously are aware that we are psychotic. We're not very dependable. We kill our own. We are a bloodthirsty lot. We're not very highly intelligent, and we use our technology to kill each other. And so they realize that if we get a hold of nuclear power, we're not only going to possibly blow up our own Earth, but we might start sending those nuclear bombs out into space, which now goes into their neighborhood. So all
right.
of that as a possibility, I could see why the Vatican is very concerned. They are an intelligence-gathering organization anyway. They have always meddled in the political domination of the planet. They are always behind the scenes, behind rulers and princes and kings and presidents, as they are now. So I can see they're in the business of world government. That's what the Pope represents, world government. He represents Caesar of Rome.
Okay.
I can see why the Vatican would be interested.
Jordan, let me ask you this. What do you think the relationship is between the Bushes, especially Bush Sr. and the Pope and the Vatican and the Black Pope?
Well, I'll tell you what, that question... you can find information everywhere on that. That's one of the open secrets of the world. Practically anybody that can read should know about that connection. The Bushes have always been a pro-Nazi fascist family. They've got a huge history of financing, operating behind the scenes with fascist and Nazi organizations. And, of course, the Vatican also has the same kind of history behind the scenes, working with the Nazi government. And, of course, when the Pope came here, when George Bush Jr. was in power, you see when the Pope came here, the Condoleezza Rice, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, President Bush, his wife, all of them are bowing down to the Pope, bowing to them and kissing the Pope's ring. So we know that our so-called United States federal government are in awe of the Holy Father, a foreign power, and will bow down and kiss the ring of the Pope. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a very dark and dirty system of Nazi fascist intrigue. High crime.
Okay, what about the relationship between the Vatican and the City of London?
Well, that's a different story. You know, now we're talking commerce. When you're talking commerce, the Vatican dominates England, as the Vatican has always dominated. Well, let me go back and say it this way. The Roman Empire under the Caesars dominated Europe and the Middle East. And tried to dominate the whole known world, but that was the known world as far back as 2,000 years ago. And so the Rome under the Caesars tried to dominate the whole world, but for sure they dominated Europe and the Middle East, and actually went into Egypt. Well, from the Roman domination of Europe and Middle East and Egypt comes the idea of the continuation of the spread of the Western religion, and that the Vatican continues to dominate the politics of the world. And so I believe that even today, behind the scenes, the CIA, the Vatican, Knights of Malta, Bush family, it's all one game. And if you don't understand the connection with the Bush family to the Nazis to the Catholic Church to ancient Rome, the entire superstructure of one half of the world is shrouded in dark, evil mysteries. And I've been looking at this stuff for 50 years. I see the connections.
Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you, Jordan.
Don't leave me. Look around. Choose your own ground.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Weekdays. Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio. Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately.
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, what do you know about the Pindar?
Say that again.
What do you know about Pindar, the Marquis de Lebeau.
Say it again.
Pindar,
I think
Marquis de Lebeau.
I'm sorry. I just think we had a bad connection there, but
The Pindar, which is P-I-N-D-A-R, the Marquis de Lebeau, is said to be the head of the head of everything in terms of dark black magic.
I came across that name and that subject quite a long time ago, and I was going to do some research on that, which I did a little bit. I was trying to find out what I could, and I guess I let that thing slide. But I am very interested in that, and I still have that little bit of information I had gathered on it, but I don't remember that there was anything significant that I found, because I really didn't spend much time on it. But I've heard about the person. And
okay, well, I guess David Icke has talked about him. apparently, he is in charge of, I guess, the ceremonies, for one thing, perhaps even above what David Icke refers to as the royalty, the winged reptilians.
Yeah.
And that he travels in a white limousine.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Believe me, nothing surprises me anymore. But I know that there is a hierarchy on the earth that, for sure, I know it works this way, that the people that you see and are aware of that are very powerful people in the world, that is not where the real power is. The real power is in the hands of those that you will never see. You will never hear about them. You will never be privy to see them. So the royalty that roam around in their gold chariots and flipping their cigarette ashes on the poor working class people, they're not the real powers. The real powers are behind the scenes, and I will guarantee you, you will never see them and you will never hear their name. I've had too many experiences that have taught me that. So, you know, the Henry Kissingers and the Queen Mum and all of that silly nonsense going on in Europe with the royalty and the divine right of kings, all of that nonsense is for the working class people to frighten them into subjection. But the real powers, like perhaps that man that you're talking about now, that begins to sound more legitimate, that there are certain people in the world that have the real power, which most people on the earth will never hear about, because the people you do see, they don't have the power. They're the front men.
Right, absolutely. Okay, in terms of the sort of invasion of Libya, have you heard anything in that regard?
No, I haven't. No, and that whole thing going on in the Middle East, all over the Middle East with the revolutions going on, that really, to me, smells to high heaven. The whole thing begins to smell very, very much like the Vatican, NSA, CIA operation, which is basically to destabilize the entire Arabic world, destabilize the entire oil-producing countries of the Middle East, having them collapse, and putting in more democratic and more freedom-loving leaders who are actually on the payroll of the oil companies. It's just, you know, to my way of thinking, what's going on in the Middle East and has been going on for the past month or so with all these revolutions is nothing more than I hate to use the word, but it's the only one that fits, is a plot to overthrow the Arabic powers of the world who are sitting on the oil. So get rid of all the old guys who are set in their ways and you can't deal with them, and destabilize that whole Arabic world, and then just take over all the oil fields and be done with it, period.
Absolutely. Okay, what is your take on China and what is coming down the pike in that regard?
Well, all of this, and I would caution your audience that I'm just giving you my opinion. I'm not the world's foremost authority on anything, but I've just been looking at these subjects for a long time, and I have opinions. And when it comes to China, well, the first thing that comes to my mind, and I have no proof of any of this, it's just something that came to my mind when I heard about Japan's earthquake. I said to myself that it wouldn't surprise me if what happened to Japan was something, some kind of a deal made with the real powers of this world behind the scenes, that China made a deal, that China is now the new Japan. Everything used to be made in Japan. Well, now everything is now in the Western world made in China. And since China now holds such a very important position in that they are financing our bad loans and financing our bad government, they're also producing virtually all of our products for the big corporations of the Western world are now have the Chinese, you know, building their products for them. It wouldn't surprise me, just my opinion, that there was some kind of a deal struck between the powers of Western world banking, powers behind the throne, so to speak, and the Chinese power bloc, making a deal that said basically, look it, we as the Chinese will continue to crawl on our knees to you and do your bidding, and we will continue to help finance you and build your products, but all we want out of the deal is we're tired of Japan. Get rid of Japan for us. We're tired because we can't do it. We've never been able to beat Japan. But if you want us to crawl on our knees to you and do all of this work for you and and turn the money back over to you to support your government, well, all we want out of this is get rid of Japan. So it wouldn't surprise me if that earthquake...
Thank you, Jordan. We're going to be right back at the end of this commercial break. Thank you.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Lead control zero out. Control is good. 5. Roger, copy. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, thank you so much for being with us. Now, the next hour, we're going to be taking callers, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. I would like to add one thing first before we do that.
Sure.
That, so far, what we've been talking about is just my opinion, so just based on the things which I have seen. But when I talked about Japan being possibly, purposefully done to Japan to disable her, to make room for China to come into the world scene, that's not totally ludicrous. There is some value in looking at that because I've heard from military people, scientists for many years about the technology which has been developed, which was actually developed as far back in the 1880s by Nikola Tesla. And Colonel Tom Bearden many years ago talked about how the U.S. and Russia have got a scale of weapons which can cause earthquakes, tornadoes, and direct hurricanes. We know that that kind of technology exists. It's been existing for at least 35 to 40 years we know of. So causing earthquakes, directing and causing volcanoes, causing natural catastrophes on the earth, we know that that we have that kind of technology already on the shelf. So it's not totally out of context to think something like that.
Well, my understanding is there are weather wars going on between countries constantly, and that they are using weather as a weapon.
That's
some of the most sophisticated technology quite possibly out there.
Yep. That's what I was saying. Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. I'm wondering, there's an article that came out in the European Union Times, which is a newspaper that is very suspect. However, once in a while they have sort of grains of truth in what they release. And they talked about a deadly time vortex that appeared over Antarctica recently, and about a film crew that disappeared, well, back in 2002, apparently. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't heard about that particular story, but that idea has been expressed, the possibility of such a thing happening has been expressed a long time ago. From the Philadelphia experiment, N.K. Jessup, who wrote a book that was very prominent in that whole story about the Philadelphia experiment, talked about the fact that the scientists had, in fact, not were concerned about doing it, but had, in fact, opened up vortexes in our world. And in our existence, had opened up vortexes with their equipment. That he was afraid that it's too far gone. What we've done, he said, what we've done is we've opened up vortexes, and we have no idea in the world what the outcome of that high science that we've opened up the door to is going to is going to visit upon the human race. Well, now you're hearing about such things that I'm saying that I think that that's very possible, that maybe something like that has happened.
Okay, well, you're certainly aware of the idea of the base in Antarctica that was occupied by the Nazis, and
yeah,
that they sent a lot of people and technology down there before the end of the war.
I heard that, yes. I've heard that many times. I've done a lot of reading on that subject. I mean, I wasn't there, I don't know, but I'm very well aware of the story, yes.
Okay, so do you understand that there may be a base, for example, on Mars that is associated with the Anunnaki?
Well, that opens up a whole new can of worms. Do we have bases on other planets? I am totally convinced. I haven't been there, but I am totally convinced from what I have been able to hear from experts over the years. I've been doing this for 50 years. That there are bases on the moon, and it would seem, I've talked with some top-of-the-line experts in this government and others that are saying that there is human bases on Mars. It would not surprise me. As I said, I'm not the world's foremost authority on this, on any subject. I haven't been there, but from the people I have listened to and the people I have and the documents I've read and from all the information I've been able to gather, it is very convincing to me that there is something going on here, and that I remember as far back as 30 years ago hearing military people talking about the bases that were on Mars and how the United States already had a base on Mars as far back as 1965. And in relation to this, just a little side thought about, bases being on Mars and the Moon, which I believe they are. I have no proof, but I'm just telling you what I think based on everything I've seen. But Disney's just come out with a new movie called Mothers Needed on Mars or something like that.
Right. Mars Needs Moms.
Mars Needs Moms. Well, if the things which I heard many years ago from military and scientific circles that we humans do have a military installations on Mars, that's what I've heard, and I've heard it from very significant people in the military. And if that were true, and if there are families up there, there are going to be children born, maybe Disney, because I've always known Disney's on top of everything. They're not telling us. They're telling us a lot in symbolism and in movies, but they are also highly connected behind the scenes. And so when I saw that, Mars Needs Moms, wondering what is that all about? Are we talking about children that have been kidnapped and taken up there?
Exactly. Alternative 3, where children are taken off planet.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I've heard also, I can't verify it, but I've heard so many stories about the children who are missing. So many of those children that are missing, we know where they are now on the Earth. But, who knows? Maybe some of them were taken to another planet. I mean, nothing, as far as I'm concerned, is out of the reach of
You're also aware of the massive amount of child sacrifice going on behind the scenes, right?
Oh no, I've been talking about that for years. As a matter of fact, I'm totally convinced it's happening right now as we speak. They're here in Los Angeles. There's two places that I know of where human sacrifices have happened. I've seen evidence of it right here in the Hollywood Hills, one place in particular. So, I'm totally sure that that's happening. As a matter of fact, I could take you one day up to see the two places that I know of. So, yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that there's still child and human sacrifice going on right now in Los Angeles.
Used to be a part of a sort of a psychic group, didn't you, assembled here in Hollywood?
Yes. It was called U.S. of A., United Sensitives of America, and this was quite a few years ago. But what it was a private organization made up of psychics, numerologists, astrologers, all kinds of interesting disciplines, and they all got together. And once a month, we would meet. We had meetings about every 2 weeks, but here in the Valley, Los Angeles. But once a month, we would go up into the Hollywood Hills to this old movie star's home. The person had passed away and left the home to some kind of a research society that loaned it to us, the United Sensitives of America, U.S. of A. And so once a month, we'd go up there in the evening. I remember it's on a Friday evening once a month. And there would be a large group of people. I'd say maybe 50 people minimum. And there would be different groups. There would be astrologers in one little group and numerologists in another little group and psychics. That would be another little group. And there were different kinds of metaphysical and spiritual disciplines represented there. And then we would have the either the police department, LAPD, or the sheriff's department, or some law enforcement agency once a month would come up. They had a huge, big blackboard, and so each one of the groups would sit with their group. The group would sit together with themselves, and so there's about five or six groups in this big, huge front room, enormous, big home. And they, and then the law enforcement officers, the like I said, the sheriffs or the highway, I mean, or the LAPD, would tell us about a case that they were working on. Someone had been found dead or been kidnapped or something, whatever it was, and they wanted help on. And so the authorities would explain to us all the information that they had, and then that would take about half hour and 45 minutes, and then we would break for dinner. We'd go out into the backyard, and it was a big catered affair. And over dinner, everyone would be conversing among themselves and comparing notes, etc. Then we would go back in after dinner and sit down, and then each one of the groups would have a speaker representing that group, and that person would stand up and say, all right, well, here's what we think as numerologists. Looking at the numbers, here's what we think happened. And they would, and the sheriff's people and the police would write that down, and they were recording it. And then the psychics would get up, and the person speaking for them would say, "Well, as psychics, here's what we've come up with." And so it was like an investigative, quietly private investigative activity going on with this group called.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating, and yeah. I think it should be done on a regular basis, this kind of thing.
It was interesting, yeah. Very, very interesting.
Well, I've got lots of people out here to ask you questions, Jordan, and I have a million questions of my own, but I'm going to have to give them some time here because I've got to be fair. So, Let me see what I can ask you. One person is asking about human sacrifice underneath the Vatican.
I know that there's a lot going on underneath the Vatican. I don't know about human sacrifice. I think, if anything, there would be. I know that there's catacombs of and libraries and, you know, God knows what else is under there that we will never be privy to be told. So. I don't know about human sacrifice, but I would say, just off the top of my head, it wouldn't surprise me. I think that there is some very powerful, dark, and demonic stuff going on inside the Vatican. Of that, there is no doubt in my mind. Even Malachi Martin, the Jesuit scholar and theoretician for the Catholic Church, it was Malachi Martin, or Father Malachi Martin.
Yes.
He talked about the fact that, and if anyone should know, he should. He was connected directly in the Vatican, and he said there was devil worship going on, human sacrifices, all kinds of dark, evil stuff going on in the Vatican. Even
yes.
The Pope, the one that was assassinated 32 days or 33 days after he came in, he made statements about the dark, demonic stuff that's going on inside the Vatican. So, yeah, I don't. There's no doubt in my mind the Vatican is a center for a lot of what we would refer to loosely as demonic depravity, really, really evil stuff. No doubt in
Absolutely.
My mind about it at all.
Okay, I've got someone else here asking if you have any idea what the next, I guess, massive disaster will be, or manufactured disaster is how they're putting it.
Well, no, I don't. I could tell you what one extremely highly placed person in the U.S. government mentioned, but I don't think I want to. I was going to, but I don't think I should do this because it might be heard by the wrong person. But I'm not sure where it will be. But there's no doubt in my mind that if the human race does not get in line with the masters of the human race, what they want us to do. And if we're not, as a human race, in compliance very soon with everything they want us to do, they will do it again. They will do it to us again. They will pull something off which will be massively horrible and will frighten the whole world. And so, you know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if something like that were to happen.
Okay, I'm going to let take a call now from someone who is calling in. I've got area code 416 on the line. You are talking to Jordan Maxwell and Carrie Cassidy on Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio.
Good evening, Carrie. Good evening, Jordan.
Hello there.
I'm going to just be very brief here because I'd like to skip, you know, many words of praise and gratitude to just get to the point so that I could be respectful of the time that is given me. And I'd like to ask you if you would like to hear one of two things, because they're equally as short, and one was a riddle that was just inspired to me to jot down with a Sharpie when I was listening to the radio show. And the other was a question that I had since I've heard many a times of your interview, since you and Carrie had spoken about last summer in the, and I think, I don't remember whose location it was in, but it moved me to such a degree where I wanted to ask you a particular question about your meeting with your friend of, I believe it had mentioned in your interview, it was one of the 33. So which of the two, because I want to be respectful of the time. So.
Yeah, okay. That person was always very kind to me. He used to show up at all my events. But, you know, I meet lots of people in my lifetime, and a lot of people tell me things about themselves or about what's going on that I can't verify. They're just things that people tell me. And so I can't verify anything that he said.
I understand.
You know, but I just related that just in passing. And in point of fact, it really wasn't that important, and I really shouldn't have talked about it at all because there was no way I could prove anything.
I understand.
It was just something interesting, and I just mentioned it in passing. But as far as I'm concerned, there's no way in the world for me to know who that person really was or if it was even legitimate. And I kind of regret even talking about it because I know there's no way that I would ever know if it was legitimate. So I just would
completely understand.
You know, myself, I just like to drop the subject because I'm kind of wish I had never even brought it up. So that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this was a man that was the member of the Masons, if I recall. And he basically was watching over you in some ways, and he actually directed before his death. Did he not direct the Masons beneath him, so to speak, to continue to watch out for you?
Well, no.
No?
It was a person who just said that they were a Mason and that they had been concerned about my health and my safety, so to speak, and that they were watching to protect me. Because they felt that what I was doing, I was trying to do something for the good of my, you know, of my country and my fellow man, and they realized it was I was not a part of anything, was not part of any government conspiracies or any religious thing. They knew that enough about me to know that I was just doing what I felt was something that was given to me to do, and so they felt called upon to at least help and protect me while I continue to do whatever it is I do. So,
and
now over and above that, there's, you know, I don't want to go into any more because there's nothing of any significance that the public needs to hear about. That was basically the story, that they just felt that what I was doing, I might, you know, incur some problems, and so they wanted to do what they could to protect me. So, and I thanked him at that time. I don't know if it's true. I have no idea.
Okay. Caller, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go to the next caller. Thank you very much for calling in. Okay. So we've got another caller here, Jordan. Area code 602. You're on the line with Jordan Maxwell and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Jordan. Thank you for taking my call. Love listening to both of you all the time. You're just wonderful people. Real quick, because I know there's other people. Jordan, I've been studying the spiral petroglyphs from South America to North America. Now, all these seem to be on coastal areas. Now, they all seem to represent the same catastrophic hieroglyphs or petroglyphs of water spirals, people running, animals running from the bottom part of the South Pacific plate all the way up to the North American plate, all the way up to the Alaskan part of Canada. Now, I'd like to know what your take is on that, because it would seem that, in my view, the Earth is going through a transition of growth. It's going to get ready to grow again. I feel very strongly about this. I've done a lot of research on this, Jordan, and it seems like the reason we are seeing all these cracks and split in the planet that just happened instantaneously without an earthquake would just give more credence to the expanding Earth theory. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I think the Earth is expanding, but this is going to be really interesting. When you're talking about the petroglyph symbols and spiraling petroglyph symbols, that's what I have. I'm looking at right now as I'm doing the show. I have been looking at the petroglyph symbols of spirals, and I've been collecting them, and I'm doing some research on them. And now you're asking me about something I'm looking at right now on my screen. I just think that's interesting synchronicity. But strange stuff happens. So
absolutely.
I do believe there's something to this idea that the ancient peoples were trying to tell us what had happened to them. I mean, the Cronia group up in Oregon, Portland, Oregon. It's on my website. If you go on my website to jordanmaxwell.com and go to the link, scroll down. Toward the very top is a group called K-R-O-N-I-A, Cronia. Cronia group is a group of scientists and physicists from all over the world with mythologists, and I belong to that organization. And they were talking about the catastrophes which have happened in the world and all the symbols that the ancient people left us, like the spirals, the petroglyphic symbols. Very, very interesting group. And very interesting and important information. It's Cronia, K-R-O-N-I-A. It's on my website links.
Got it. I will check it out.
I have one more question on
for
that
you.
Subject.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jordan. I have one more question for you. To tie everything in, because I always try and connect the dots. So I'm looking at 2012, the Earth changes, the Earth growth, okay, that's happening right now. Now we have massive UFO sightings all over the planet. People are starting to awaken in masses and droves. These Illuminati are absolutely scared to death of us. They are cringing right now. They are so scared. They're trying to do anything they can to implement their total totalitarian control over us. Do you see it all as a connection coming together to break free of their holds for us to move to the next level of civilization, of peace, harmony, and love, and wisdom, and enlightenment?
Well, what a question. I actually hasten to even deal with that one, because I have very, very strong feelings about that question, and I've been thinking about that for many years, over the years, and I have some very definite thoughts about that, but those thoughts, I'm sure the audience is not going to want to hear. So.
Okay, caller, I'm going to drop your call right now, and I'm going to let Jordan discuss this a little more, if you don't mind, and then we'll go to another caller. But
Not at all.
Jordan, I think it's perfectly fair. People have seen some of these people listening have seen your video with me, and they know that you have a more, dire predictions in terms of where things are headed. Mm-hmm. Do you want to address some of that? Because there is a cautionary tale involved here where people, rather than being lulled into a sort of pacifist attitude, it's possible that people need to look at the future in a little different way. And I think that your instincts are as good as anyone's. So why don't you reveal a little bit?
Well, I've heard all the stories about the coming age of Aquarius, where there will be nothing but enlightenment and egalitarianism, and there will be a better world, and we'll all be enlightened. with the coming age of Aquarius. My take on this is, I've been looking at it for 50 years, so I'm just giving you my opinion, but I think the age of Aquarius, first of all, is not going to be here for at least another 435 years anyway. I mean, from the best calculations, it doesn't look like the age of Aquarius is going to be happening officially for at least another 435 to 40 years. But having said that, I think that also the age of Aquarius, or the world that we are now going into, even if the age of Aquarius is starting in 2012, doesn't matter. The point I'm making is that the world we're going into and evolving into is going to be anything but happy. It's going to be anything but enlightened. As far as I'm concerned, we are heading into a world of darkness, and that darkness is encompassing the entire planet. Generally speaking, around the globe, people have an IQ so low they can't even figure out what's going on from day to day. And so the masters of this human race that are manipulating and killing us from behind the scenes, they are making sure that we are becoming dumber and dumber by the day.
Okay, Jordan, we're going to have to continue. Thank you. We're going to have to continue this the last half hour. We'll be back after this message.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. America.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine.
Gary Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Jordan Maxwell. We've got a 30-minute segment to go. Jordan, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Okay, I've got so many people asking questions, you wouldn't believe it, in the chat room here. There's a chat room where they type questions as well, and just going through the roof over here. I've got somebody who is requesting that you tell the story about Jesus and Barabbas.
Oh, Barabbas, yeah, okay. Well, it's very, very... Goodness, it's a kind of a story that you really have to have the context of the whole story of the New Testament, because what I'm saying about the New Testament is I do not believe that Jesus as a man actually lived. What I have been saying for many years is that the New Testament story of Jesus is a metaphor. It's a symbolic story, like Aesop's fables. It doesn't mean it's not important, no. But what I'm trying to say is that the New Testament story of Jesus is a symbolic or a metaphor that needs, because we've heard so many times about the Bible being, Bible having so many codes, you know, the Bible codes. Well, I'm saying that the entire New Testament is a code. It's an encoded metaphor. And I'm saying that Jesus, the man Jesus, did not, never existed. I'm saying that myself. But what Jesus represents in the symbolic story is what he says, and what the Bible says that he says of himself. He said, I am the truth and the light. And therefore, in many different places, he talks about, the Bible has Jesus saying, I am the truth and the light. And no man comes to me, no man comes to the Father unless he comes through me. Obviously, If you're going to try and communicate with the Almighty God, then you're not going to do very well. If you're coming to God as a religious goofball, if you're a holy roller goofball, religion, some cult, God is too big for one religion. That whatever is out there in the universe that we call God, it is not stupid. So if you're going to go and try and communicate with that great spirit in the universe that we call God, then you have better back up and start checking yourself out to see if you are in the truth and are enlightened. If you're not in the truth or the light, then you're not going to do very well communicating with the great spirit of the universe that we call God. Now, having said that, Jesus represents spiritually, or metaphor, as a metaphor, Jesus represents the truth and the light. And there's a scripture in the Bible, in the New Testament story of Jesus, where Pontius Pilate is bringing out two prisoners before the people. And on the one hand, he has Jesus, who was a prisoner at the time, and then on the other hand is Barabbas. Barabbas is known to be a thief, a gangster, a criminal through and through, and everybody in town knows that. And so Pontius Pilate, in the story, in the New Testament, goes before the people and of the town and says, according to your tradition, I am able to release one prisoner to you. I am able to give you one prisoner a year. So today I give you either Jesus or Barabbas. Which one do you want? And the Bible says, with one voice, everyone together with one voice said, give us Barabbas. which is symbolically encoded symbolism telling you that when the people of this world are faced with the choice, with the truth and the light, intellectual, spiritually enlightened, provable truth, or, on the other hand, a lying, criminal, darkness, the people will always, with one voice, always choose the darkness. They will always choose the criminal. They will never choose, collectively, to hear the truth and the light. They would much rather put the truth and the light to death, hanging on a cross. And so that's what I'm saying is the story in the New Testament of Jesus and Barabbas. Jesus represents the truth and the light, which the people of the town have no interest in whatsoever. They want Barabbas. They want the lion. They want the hypocrites.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. That's fascinating sort of interpretation, I guess, of New Testament. And you may absolutely have something there, I would say. I've got another question for you, and sorry to move you along so quickly here, but we've got so many questions. I want to try to get to them. Someone is asking, in my Project Camelot interview with you in 2009, you were referring to a man, and you said he was the Antichrist. Do you know who that is?
Oh, heavens, I don't remember saying anything like that.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. When did I ever say that?
Well, I'm not sure if you were referring to the Black Pope or not.
No.
Okay.
No, I would never refer to the Black Pope as an Antichrist, no.
Okay.
Maybe I talked about the Antichrist, but I don't recall ever saying that I knew who the Antichrist was as a man.
Okay.
I have my beliefs. I have an opinion on the Antichrist, but that's a subject I am sure nobody wants to hear right now, so let's move on.
Why are you sure that they don't want to hear that?
Because it's going to be something nobody wants to hear. I think I know who the Antichrist really is, and it's not a man. It's not a man at all. It's an institution, so to speak. And I don't think people are going to want to hear the real truth about the Antichrist. If I'm right, it's not going to be something you want to hear, believe me.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting and thought-provoking answer, I must say. One other thing, they wondered if the person who resigned as the Black Pope was called Joseph Tomko. Does that ring any bells?
I don't recall. I'm not sure because I haven't been that interested in the Jesuit general leadership.
Okay.
That might be true. I don't know.
Okay.
I'd have to go back and do some research on that and see who the one that left, what his name was, and the new one that just came in. I'm not sure exactly on the names. All I do know is that one of them did step down and a new one came in. That much I do know.
Okay, do you feel, do you have any advice, someone is asking, on how to protect oneself from the reptilians?
Well, this might sound religious to you, and I have a very high respect for spirituality and for God, so to speak. I know that God is not on TV, and I know the very word God is dog spelled backwards. So I'm not interested in churchianity and all the silly nonsense that goes for Christianity and Judaism today. I'm more concerned about the true spirituality of the human family. And so I have the highest of respect for the idea of God and for the spiritual respect for the scriptures of all peoples. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't think we have even come close to understanding true spirituality. So that's a whole story that we can get into another time. I don't want to go too far into that. It's just
but,
that
but
I don't think
as far
think
as
that
protecting
we,
oneself from the reptilians, do you...
Well, I think that the smart thing to do, and you're just asking me, but in my opinion, is to go to a place that's very quiet and sit down and audibly talk to the spirit audibly, and I've said this before, audibly talk to the spirit, because I believe that spirit is listening. I believe there is a higher intelligence in the universe that's watching and listening to us. And ask that spirit to guide and protect you, to guide you, to let you meet who you're supposed to ask the spirit to show you what you are to do, what you are to know, and basically what Christians would call praying to God. I think that that is legitimately an important thing to recognize, is to talk audibly to the spirit and ask the spirit to guide you, to protect you, to show you what you're supposed to know, to show you what you're supposed to do. And then ask the spirit, after asking for this guidance and protection, ask the spirit, please show me a sign that you have heard me. Give me a sign that I will know that you have heard me. And you'll be surprised what will happen if you ask the spirit, give me a sign, show me something that tells me that you heard me. Don't be surprised if something very, very strange and otherworldly happens to you. Well, after all, you did ask. So I'm totally convinced that there is a higher spirit in the universe, and it is very well listening and watching everything we do. So try and communicate with it and ask it for protection and guidance.
Okay, someone is asking if you're aware of the moon matrix and what that's all about.
Well, the moon matrix is very, that's been around for thousands of years. The whole idea of a lunar presence in the universe, especially in our life on the Earth, the moon is very important to us. The moon was very important to the ancient Hebrews. The moon was very important to all the ancient cultures of the world. But that's such a big subject, I don't want to really get into it right now. Suffice it to say that the moon matrix is very legitimate, and that the whole idea of the moon dominating our Earth, as far as I'm concerned, from what scientists I've heard, have even expressed the idea that the moon is here so that life can exist on the Earth, and that no life would exist on the Earth without the moon. I don't know. I've just heard scientists talking about that. As far as I'm concerned, that makes a lot of sense to me. I think that the moon was probably brought here. I don't think it was here originally. I don't think it's always been with us. Native Americans will even tell you there was a time when there was no moon. The moon matrix is a very important subject. Yes.
All right. Somebody else is asking if you believe in reincarnation.
I tend to. Yes, although I'm very well aware that Christianity taught reincarnation. It's in the Bible. It's in many, many places in the Bible, and the New Testament and the Old Testament. So I know the Bible is filled with it, as far as I'm concerned. I see it many places. I know that the church today, which bears no resemblance to original Christianity at all, but the church today, frowns on the idea of reincarnation. I tend to think that there is something very legitimate to it. I don't think you can, let me say it this way. I think that the phenomena that we call reincarnation is beyond question, that there's no doubt that phenomena exists. Now, how do you explain it? That's different. Because there's way too many cases where people, young people, older people will begin talking about something that happened 500 to 1,000 years ago and give all the details of what happened, who was there, and then you go back into history and look at it, and exactly what they said happened did happen. So I think the phenomena has already been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is something to this idea of the reincarnation. Now, what fact does that represent? That's a different. That's up for discussion. I've heard both sides of the discussion.
Okay, so Jordan. Just out of curiosity, are you aware of who you might have been in the past?
No, I've been told. By by one person in particular who told me something, which the things he told me before he told me who I was extremely accurate, and only I knew that the accuracy of what that person was telling me. And then he ended up telling me who I was and my past life. I can't vouch for any of it. All I can say is that the stuff that he told me before he told me who I was exactly right. And so,
okay. Fascinating.
But I don't think it's wise to discuss anything that might, you know, that I might have been told about myself before. You know,
okay. We're going to be right back. The last 15 minutes with Jordan Maxwell.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
To
Terry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Jordan Maxwell. We've got about 10 minutes left, Jordan, unfortunately. It's been fascinating having you here. We have some more questions, although I have a question of my own. I'm wondering how much you're aware of the fourth dimension and what the fourth dimension looks like and the idea that it may be occupied by grays, reptilians, and other ET races.
Well, I'm totally convinced for myself that there are other life forms that are not indigenous to this earth, or are indigenous but of very, very ancient origins that are not in our spectrum, that are not anything that we have ever dealt with. And even the Bible talks about that. All the different religions of the world, admonish us that there are spirits, entities, demons, devils, sons of God, angels, whatever they are. I mean, all the ancient religions of the world and all of mankind has always talked about the alien factor on the earth, the gods who came down from above, etc. So I'm sure, because I have had way too many experiences that tells me that there are other life forms on the earth that we are totally unaware of, for the most part. There are some of us that are very well aware, but most people are not aware of the profoundly important presence on the earth of spirit entities. For lack of a better term, the church uses demonic entities, demons. Well, there's probably something to that. So, yes, I think that there are extraterrestrial life forms on the earth here. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the Bible is right when it says that they look like us, and that we were made in their image and likeness. That's a whole story we could get into another time about the idea that we are nothing more than the sons of the creators and God, because God is simply Elohim, which in the ancient language was God in the plural. And so the gods created us. Well, that's what the Bible is saying, Genesis 1. Go back and read it correctly and look at the original text in the first book of Genesis. It talks about how the gods created us. And then the gods said, come, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Well, a rabbi many years ago explained to me that the Bible doesn't say God created man. It doesn't say that anywhere. It says, the Bible says that God said, come, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. No, he's already here. But God is talking to himself. No, he's talking to other gods who are saying, come, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So as far as I'm concerned, I think there's something to that, that we have been, we didn't get here by evolution. I think we modern-day people have gotten here by intervention. Someone from somewhere else came here and intervened in our natural evolution and created a new species, which is us. And unfortunately, okay, we think that we are the best and the most important thing that's ever been in the universe. But if there is other entities here who have created us, they're smarter than we are. And they very well might be the ones that all the ancient religions of the world talk about, the gods, the Elohim.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got a caller that I'm going to take one last caller here. Area code 856, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell and Kerry Cassidy.
Hi, Kerry. Hi, Jordan.
Hi,
great
there
to talk to you. I was wondering about what you thought of the Bible prophecies. Revelation 13 says, you know, Revelation 20, those who were beheaded for not getting the mark in the right hand or the forehead or worshiping the image, they'll raised from the dead when Jesus comes back. You say the age of Aquarius, you see darkness. I see both. I see a split. It would be darkness and light, but my Christian background, it seems that the whole world's going to turn against those who hold to the teachings of Jesus. I was wondering what you thought of that.
Well, yeah, if I'm right about the symbolism of Jesus being a symbol of truth and light, Well, my God, that's what's happening. The whole world is turning away from truth and light.
But that's specific. That's what I was wondering. If we see that, I think where they made, a chip or RFID ink or whatever it is to bring in this new monetary system of a mark in your right hand or your forehead, that to me, that's what I hold to. If that happens, I know, and with an image of a beautiful man, the Antichrist, talking about peace. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's something to all of that. Yeah, I just see the New Testament story of Jesus as a metaphor and a symbolic story. But one day soon, I'm going to break that whole story down, and the story of the symbolism of the New Testament, and I'm going to be doing that very soon. Then you'll be able to understand better some of the things I've been saying over the years. I need to do that to explain myself what I'm seeing in the New Testament.
I've heard, the dawning of a new day and the whole symbolism for that. I see that as, we were talking about the brown dwarf coming back. But Jesus, Matthew 24, when the tribulation happens from this brown dwarf coming back, that then many false prophets will come. I can see that being inhabited by our so-called creators.
Okay. Thank you very much, caller. We're going to let Jordan close the show here, but thank you for calling. Jordan, so there's only a couple minutes left. Is there any last words that you'd like to say before we wrap the show up here?
Well, I would say a couple of things. One is that I have the highest of regard for spirit and for God, so to speak. I'm not anti-God. I'm not anti-spiritual. I have the highest of respect for the scriptures, for all scriptures of mankind, and for God. Now,
okay, could you see your website just before I'm afraid the music is coming up here. Would you mind?
Yes, I was going to say, and go to my website, jordanmaxwell.com, and check on what's new.
Okay, thank you so much. I encourage everyone to support Jordan's work and the work of Project Camelot. We'll be back next Wednesday. Thank you.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Lead control, the all out.
Lead control is good.
Five.
Roger, copy.
4, 3.
Two and a half,
2, 1.
Systems engaged.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.